Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And today I have a Netflix movie that was trending number one last weekend and is currently trending number six this weekend. And as of this recording anyway. And it's called The Weekend Away, which is listed as a mystery thriller. Now, you guys know I do very little research when it comes to these random reviews that I do. However, I did notice in the credits, this is based on a book. So when I see that, I always like to say up front, I haven't read the book, so I'm only judging what they put on the screen. I can't speak to how close they got to the book or anything like that. So what is this one about? Well, this woman, Beth, is arriving in Croatia to meet her friend Kate. Apparently, they haven't seen each other in a while, in part because they are in different areas in their life, right? Beth is married, she just had a baby, and Kate is going through a divorce, and she hasn't had any children, and she's like ready to party. So one person's like really settled down in that domestic lifestyle, and the other one's about to get out there and get it cracking. Now they go to a dinner, and then they hit a club. Immediately, Kate has them sitting with these two men, and she's encouraging Beth basically to loosen up and kind of have a one-night stand with one of these dudes. Now, Beth is resistant. She doesn't want to cheat on her husband and none of that kind of stuff, but the drinks are flowing, and then we get some blurry images, and boom, we wake up in the morning, heads pounding. She's looking around, you know, their Airbnb and finds traces of maybe what happened last night. However, she can't remember anything. Now, she goes to Kate's room, and her bed has not been slept in. She tries to call her cell phone, and there is no answer. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop. From there, she needs to unravel the clues and try to piece together what happened that night and try to find her friend in this strange country where she knows very little about. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 53%, while the audience was at a 41%. Both of those scores are on the rotten side, but the pros liked it a little bit more, pretty close to getting a fresh score. So what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. And first off, I'll just say the basics here are fine. The acting was solid, all of that kind of stuff. And I did enjoy the location quite a bit. That was pretty cool. But I want to focus on the mystery part of things. Now, I always like watching these kind of movies, and I have fun trying to figure out, you know, what the mystery is. Especially movies like this where there are multiple logical suspects and they all could have done it or none of them could have done it or they all could be involved or one or two people can be involved. So I like that kind of a vibe. And they did a pretty good job of peeling back the layers and allowing you to get enough information where you could, you know, figure out what's going on. I hate those mystery movies that give you an unsolvable case based on the clues. In this case, you get a fair shot to figure out what's going on. The pacing is really good here. It's 90 minutes in that sweet spot. My father always messes with me about the 90-minute thing. But yeah, I mean, that's usually the perfect length, you know, to tell a story, what you want to tell. So the setup wasn't too long. They set it up and they got to it. However, for the negatives, I'm going to focus on the thriller side of things. Now, a good thriller, you know, should evoke some kind of suspense and tension. Moments where you're on the edge of your seat wondering how the person's going to get out of a situation, or how they're going to survive this situation. And there really weren't any thrills to be had here. I mean, it's all pretty tame stuff. Even the final confrontation, I never felt like she was in any real danger. And since I had long figured out what happened a long time ago, it was just a matter of them just wrapping things up. And I don't want to get too technical here. You guys know I don't, you know, I'm not a professional, so I don't really like using technical terms and things. But I do need to talk about red herrings. Now, if you don't know what that is, simply put, a red herring is a literary device where, you know, the writer uses that to purposely mislead and deceive the audience. They want to divert you from the truth They purposely put those things there to bridge you from the truth. So you'll be like, ah, when they finally reveal everything, you have that moment. And you're like, oh, okay, that's what happened. This is something that M. Night Shyamalan is a master. When he gets it right, I'll admit, he's had some duds, but when he gets it right, he's in his bag. Now, his magnum opus, I don't want to spoil it, but Sixth Sense, if somehow you haven't seen it or someone hasn't spoiled it for you, that's a master class of how you use a red herring. And but a more recent example, because people always go to that one, let me give you a more recent example. One of my favorite writer directors all time, Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now, he uses real events or a real event as a focal point of his story. And it's a story that we all know the ending of and what happens to the character. The red herring is our knowledge of that story and what happens. And I'm being very vague here on purpose because, you know, in case you haven't seen it. But the ending is pretty shocking, the way he does his ending versus how things actually play out. Now, anyway, back to my review. The red herring is strong in this one. In fact, the red herrings are so strong, they have the opposite effect of what they intended. Instead of misleading me, it allowed me to actually eliminate those possibilities and figure things out pretty early. But, you know, I'm a veteran of this genre, and I'm not expecting everybody else out there to get it. And a lot of people just watch movies just to watch them. I watch these kind of movies to figure them out. So I'm sure they'll get a lot of people with this, but like I said, I'm just speaking from my experience and for those that are really into these kinds of movies. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? And I'm like right on the edge, but I'm going to have to lean on the no side for this one, but it's not a strong no. I'll put this right at a 55% on the rotten scale to stay consistent, which is just outside of a recommendation. While I did enjoy the mystery elements early on, they tried too hard to misdirect me, which actually made it easier for me to figure it out. And just a whole low-stakes feeling of it all. I never really felt like there was any kind of perilous situation that she was in. It felt like the whole time I felt like she was going to, you know, figure it out and get out of it. But again, that's just me. I like my mystery thrillers with equal parts of mystery and thrills. And this one sorely lacked the latter. No thrills here. But again, it's not a bad movie by any means, and you could do a lot worse. So, yeah, check this one out. Let me know if I'm way off here or if you kind of feel where I'm going with this one. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook, on all those platforms as well. And yeah, I just recently started a TikTok where I'm doing my Monday movie recommendations over there. But you're not going to get that here, so you got to go over there and check me out. And yeah, thank you again. Greatly appreciate it. And yeah, I'll be back again. You know, I'm always locked and loaded with more reviews. Just a matter of me getting them recorded. But yeah, thank you again. I appreciate the time, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.